I'm Barbara Deeb. For more than half a century, the late WKU professor of English, Mary Ellen Miller, graced the campus, enriching the lives of students, colleagues, and the literary community as an accomplished editor and poet. For 21 years, Professor Miller organized the annual Celebration of Writing on the WKU campus as a way to honor her late husband, Jim Wayne Miller, the acclaimed author, poet, and teacher. This year, thanks to the creation of an endowment fund, the event will be renamed the Mary Ellen Miller and Jim Wayne Miller Celebration. Rob Hale, the head of the WKU English Department, joins us to preview the 2018 celebration. Thanks for being here, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
For those who are not familiar with Mary Ellen Miller or Jim Wayne Miller, tell us a little something first about Mary Ellen Miller.
Mary Ellen Miller was just a great human being. I think I'd start with that. She embodies the humanities. She was a great teacher of literature. She was a great poet. I think she would probably want to be remembered most as a great teacher, and that's how all of her students remember her.
And Jim Wayne Miller, her husband.
He was a great German scholar. He's a member of the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame as of about 2 years ago. Well-known Appalachian poet, very prolific writer. Also a great teacher.
So the upcoming celebration happens on October 28th. So this really will be the inaugural, the one that's named for both Mary Ellen Miller and her husband, Jim Wayne Miller.
That's right. We did the Mary Ellen organized the 21 years, the Jim Wayne Miller celebration. And after she died last year, we decided to rename it to include her because she's been just a huge presence in the community, in the arts community, and a real champion of poetry.
And a footnote, she was aware that this was going to happen.
She was. I told her about a year ago that we were going to rename it or I wasn't going to fund it anymore. And so she had no choice but to agree.
So if one were to attend the celebration this year, what can they expect?
So it'll have some of the traditional format that we've had before. One of the things that was very important to Mary Ellen was to honor student writing. We have 10 creative writing students who were gleaned out of a contest who will have a workshop Sunday morning, and then the top three will be selected by Cheryl Hobson, who's the judge this year. She's a published poet and teaches in the African American Studies program at WKU. Normally, we would have the poet who's the judge talk about writing and present their work, but this year we're going to honor Mary Ellen's work. And so we'll be reading some of Mary Ellen's poetry. We'll have some past student winners who will come and read some poems that they wrote.
In addition, there'll be a reception and a book sale?
That's right. We're going to sell Mary Ellen's book, The Poet's Wife Speaks, and then we'll have Every Leaf a Mirror, the Jim Wayne Miller reader, which Mary Ellen co-edited. And then there'll be refreshments afterwards. One of the things that was very important to Mary Ellen about this event was that we had copious amounts of delicious food and drink, and we will honor that.
The event takes place October 28th. What time and where?
So it'll be 2 p.m. in the Kentucky Museum and Library, and it'll probably last about an hour and a half.
So if someone wants to find out more information, where can they go?
They can go to the WKU English Department, and there will be a link right there. And if folks want to contribute to the fund, it's at alumni.wku.edu/Miller Writing Fund. I hope a lot of people will turn out. It's just a great way to celebrate writing and a wonderful person who is the champion of writing in our region.
The Mary Ellen Miller and Jim Wayne Miller Celebration. We've been talking with Rob Hale, the head of the WKU English Department. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.